Zane has a new book, Z-Rated, Chocolate Flavor 3, and an upcoming HBO series called The Jump Off. Zane is on the phone. Hey, Zane, how you doing?
Good morning, Tom. How are you? I'm great.
I'm real good. So this new book, it says a compilation of several erotica authors. And
yes,
Zane is the editor.
Including my son.
Your son?
Yeah, my son actually has the first story. I'm Zane and he's Xander. So he has the first story in the book and I have the last one.
Anything in his story surprise you?
Yes. It even surprised my parents. It surprised his grandparents even more, though.
But his grandparents ought not be too surprised because he got an honest.
Yeah, yes, he did.
It says you got a new HBO series called The Jump Off. When is that coming on?
Cinemax. Actually, it's on Cinemax.
Oh, Cinemax.
And it premieres early in 2013. I'm not sure the exact air date yet, but we actually finished shooting it last October. So I've been done with the first season for a while, and I'm very excited about it.
Now, what about...
It's called Zane's The Jump Off.
What about the Zane Sex Chronicles?
I decided not to bring that back, mainly because it was loosely based on my real life, and I didn't want to reveal too much about myself.
You've done enough, huh?
Yeah, I put out enough out there. So this show, I wanted to do something different. This show was about men of color. And even though we've had, movies, people are still talking about the best man in the wood all these years later.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've never truly had, an ongoing series that dealt with their relationships with each other and their women and stuff. So I'm very, very excited about it. Two of the men are single, one is married, one is divorced, and one is separated. So, I have the whole gamut on there. So it's really cool.
So Chronicles, Sex Chronicles, that was really soft porn. Is the new one, Jump Off, going to be soft porn as well?
I have my creative moments. But this one is more, the other thing with the Sex Chronicles was it was kind of difficult because I was doing two storylines, but really the main storyline and doing the erotic vignette. So in this one, it's just a straight, series. So there's no interruptions with these, whimsical erotic vignettes and stuff like it was in the first one. And I think that because of that, I'm able to develop the characters a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And people are more engaged. I've shown it to a few people and they're like blown away.
Yeah.
Especially men.
I want to see it. How would you suggest one read this new book?
They might want to be either with someone or, alone, but they definitely don't need to read it at work or anything.